The children of Israel lived in peace for 40 years after the defeat of the armies of Jabin, king of Hazor, and his allies. God had used Deborah, the prophetess, who was judge in Israel, and Baruch, a military leader, to deliver the Israelites from the cruel oppression of the Canaanites. As long as the people served the Lord, they enjoyed peace and prosperity in the land. But as time went by, they forgot the hardships of the past and turned away from the living God to worship idols. So disaster came upon the nation once again. This time the Lord sent the Midianites against them. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and other peoples of the east were Bedouin raiders. They lived in the Arabian desert on the other side of the Jordan. The Israelites had already suffered because of them. At the time of the conquest of Canaan, the Moabites and Midianites had sent for Balaam the seer to come and curse Israel. As the Lord would not permit anyone to curse the nation, Balaam had advised the Midianites to send their women to lure the Israelites into participating in the licentious worship of the pagan god Baal Peor, so that God himself would destroy the people. Balaam's advice had been followed, and many Israelites had died because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord. Israel had attacked and severely defeated the Midianites as a punishment, but during the 200 years that followed, they had increased in number and had become a great multitude. These Bedouin marauders rode on camels so they could travel long distances in the desert. They moved quickly, plundering and looting as they went. With the Amalekites, they would fall upon their victims like a swarm of locusts, to raid the houses, steal the crops, and carry off the livestock, leaving behind nothing but havoc and despair. The people of Israel were reduced to dire poverty and were in great distress. For 7 long years, hordes of Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples had invaded the country just before harvest, ruining the crops and ravaging the land, leaving nothing alive when they left, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. For fear of these desert bandits, the Israelites would hide in mountain clefts and caves while the invaders camped on the land in their tents and killed, plundered, and destroyed. Impoverished and all but starving, the people cried to the Lord. God sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the nations in whose land you live,' but you have not listened to me." God, however, also sent them a deliverer. One day the Lord, who had taken the form of an angel, came and sat down under an oak in Ophrah. A young man called Gideon, of the tribe of Manasseh, was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon replied, "Ah, my Lord, if God is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when he brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and has put us into the hand of Midian." The Lord looked at the young man and said, "Go in the strength you have, and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" Gideon replied in amazement, "How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down the Midianites as if they were but one man." Not knowing whether he should believe these words or not, Gideon asked for a sign and begged the angel not to leave until he had brought an offering. "I will wait until you return," said the heavenly visitor. So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat. He made bread without yeast, put the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot, and offered them to the angel under the oak. The angel of God said, "Put the meat and the unleavened bread on this rock and pour out the broth." Gideon did so, and the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the bread with the tip of the staff that was in his hand. At once fire flared from the rock and consumed the meat and the bread. Then the angel of the Lord disappeared. Gideon realized that he had been speaking to the angel of the Lord, and thinking that he was going to die, he exclaimed, "Alas, O Lord God, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But God said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there, and called it, "The Lord is Peace." Next episode, Gideon's Little Army.